David about Yachin versus Tzibur and what happens if, you know, the Tzara is very clearly over and Overes in the Hebrew. Okay, so, you know, what exactly should one do? So the Rambam is mechalik between the Yachid and the Tzibur, and he says the Tzibur can go home, as long as it's before Chatzos, and you haven't had Rov Hayom B'Kedusha, a phrase that I love very much, and they'll say Halal Hagadol, you know, B'Kreisa Malaya, and it'll be a wonderful event, and the Ravid says, I don't subscribe to this distinction between the Yachid and the Tzibur, the Geshamim is its own category. Now, why is Geshamim its own category? So that could be for very technical reasons, that, you know, other things are just, you know, never quite as clear, and, you know, the Magen Mishnah kind of supports the Rambam's view anyway, but he says, you know, maybe it's really just an issue, maybe it's really just an issue of, you know, Tircha Tzibura that's motivating all of this, and I don't think that that's what the Rambam was saying. I think the Rambam says exactly what he meant when the Rambam said, you know, has the day and it's Kedusha, the kind of quasi-Kedusha Sayom that is created, very much parallel, the Yimei HaTaniyos HaElu, paralleling the Yamim Tovim, which are Mikra Kodesh, and therefore have a din of Kavod and Oneg. So once, you know, you've passed the Chatzos point, which is of such significance in that realm of Yamtif, on days of Mikra Kodesh, days of Kedusha themselves, so that has its own weight to it. If you haven't reached that point, so the character of the day is still very much, you know, to be determined. Let's not forget that Ibn Ezra says, you know, we're talking about the same thing that happened, you know, once the Yeshua came, so then there's always going to be Shirim and Micholos in the context of the Beis HaMikdash, Yerak to the Rambam and Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. So what I wanted to do today is finish off the first perek with the Rambam's really coming full circle to the beginning of Hilchos Taniyos, looking at that passage that I've been talking about in Shvisas Yom Tov, with the relevance of Chatzos, and then highlighting a dimension of the Taniyos Midarchei Atshuva. So the Rambam says the following. Bechol Yom Tainis, right? Yimei Taniyos Elu. So Yom Tainis. Tainis, even though it's Midivrei Sofrim, comes to define the day. Shagoz Ben Al Tzibor Ben Le'atzaros. Beis Din V'Hazakenim Yoshrin Be'Beis HaKnesses. Okay, so they go to the Makom HaTzibor. The Beis HaKnesses is the paradigmatic Makom HaTzibor. Ubodkin Al-Masayan She'Hoir Me'achar Tfilas Shacharis. Again, so the role of Tfila. Ad Chatzos Hayom, right? You know, we couldn't have scripted it any better, right? Ad Chatzos Hayom. So there's a thorough investigation. Mesirin Hamichsholo Shalaveros, Mazhirin Dorshin Vechokrin Al Bali Chamas Veaveros Mafrishinosan Bali Zroa Umashpilinosan Vechayotze Bedvar Melo. It's a thoroughgoing spiritual cleansing. Umechatzi hayom vilo erev, revia hayom korin bibrachos uklalo shabbat Torah shenemar musar shemni altimatz ve'altakotz betochachto. So it's special, calibrated, you know, Torah, Talmud Torah de Rabbim, Kriyas HaTorah de Rabbim, which is geared towards a sense of musar Hashem. Maftirin benavi betochachos me'inin hatzara. You have a little bit of flexibility to protect the haftorah that sort of is most relevant to the Tzara. Urviya Yom Achron, Mispalin, right? You come back to where you started. You started there with Shacharis. So now Mispalin HaMincha, Umischaninin, Vizoakin, Umisvadin, Kifi Kocham. So there's Tfila, there's Tchina, there's Zaaka, and there's Vidoy, in other words, Tshuva. Right? Tshuva and Vidoy, Tshuva is the Kiyum, Vidoy is the Maisa. So you have all of it. Now, just to show you how closely, you know, this language is predicated on the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Taniyos. Avalim lo yizaku, velo yariyu, alo yomru davar zemiminaga olam iralanu, v'tzara zo nikro nikreis. In other words, the opposite of doing a drisha and a chakira and hasaras hamichshol and mazhirines ha'am, right? The exact opposite. Arezo derech achzarias, v'garas lam hem lidamik ma'aseh marayim, Tosiv atzara tzaros acheros shkasa b'tzara lachti b'keri lachti gamani machem b'cham b'skeri kilomar k'shavi aleichem tzara k'deisha tashuvu Im tomru she carry Yosef lachem chamas oso carry. Midivrei sofrim lehisanos al kol tzaretz shetavo al tzibor ad shiruchamu min hashamayim. Fascinating line there in light of the Rambam's commitment, right? Ad shiruchamu min hashamayim ties back to what we discussed yesterday. Once rachamei shamayim come, so that means, right, that the tainus would be over unless it was avarov hayom b'kdusha. Bimei ataniu sa'elu zo'akin b'tfilos u'mischanenin u'mirin b'chatzotzos b'vad. Zo'aka, tfila, tchina, right, and then Kadesha Tashuvu, so that's where the Vidui comes in. Right? It's you know, it's like perfectly calibrated, you know, for everything that we've discussed. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas Yamtif says again, Afu Bishachilushti Mimuados Bichal Mitzvasasei, Avisamach Bhagachalia, Ochal Vashosa Kolayom Kulo, Alakahi Hadas. Baboker mashkimin kol ha'am lebate knesios lebate midrashos umisparlin v'korin batora be'inin hayom, right, v'chozrin lebate and v'ochlin v'ochlin lebate midrashos korin v'shonin ad chatzi hayom v'achar chatzos hayom mispalin tfilas hamincha v'chozrin lebate and lechol v'lishtos shar hayom ad halayla. That's the chatzi lashem, chatzi lachem. But you know, you're reading this Rambam, and you have to remind yourself: am I in Hilchos Tanios or am I in Hilchos Yom Tov? And it's with a really good reason, because the basic time points are the same, right? Of course, you're not going to have the Achila and Shasiya and the Tanios in their place. You'll have the Zaka, you'll have the Trua, you'll have the same Kriya Batora, you'll have the same Tfila. But again, these are opposites, and sometimes opposites are very alike, but they're just, you know. That's the very definition of an opposite, right? They relate to each other, but just in opposite ways. Let's say, just take a look at one other diuk that I wanted to make here in terms of these taniyos. Says midarchei atshuva and yemei tshuva leor halavavos levtoach darchei atshuva. So the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva says kol mitzvah shabator binasim lo sasei mavar adam laachas mein bemizadam bemishkaga. Kishayasa tshuva, we eschew the Minchas Chinuch's perspective, not that it's optional, but that it's obvious, it's you know, self-evident, it's reflexive. You must kishayasa tshuva, v'yashuv mecheto, chayav lehizvados, lifnei ho'el baruchu, shenemar isho isha, v'hizvados chatasam asher asuza, v'idoiz ha-mitzvah saseh, ketzad mitzvadin, omer ona Hashem, chatas yavisi pashat, v'nechaz yisi kach v'kach, so there's an ikar, and then there's a kol hamarbe hareze mishubach. I think, you know, part of what the Rambam was alluding to in the very dramatic description here of the end of the Yom HaTainis, right, the home stretch, the last quarter of the day, revia hayom haacharon. Mispalin mincha, umischananim vizoakin, umisvadin kifi kocham. Right, that kifi kocham there, what exactly do you mean, kifi kocham? You know, so I think that's exactly what the Rambam is alluding to. The fact that kol amar bele hisvado sumarech abinyan zea, hare zea mishubach. Right, so after taking half the day to really engage in a thoroughgoing process of tshuva, what you do is you backload the vidui, the last section of the day. Remember, vidui without tshuva, so what does Rambam consider that? That's tovel v'sheretz biyado. So what do you need to do to have a meaningful vidui? You need to spend a lot of time thinking through things. So that, when did you do that exactly? That's the whole first half of the day. Ad chatzos, you daven shachris, and then you get, you know, the ziknei ha'am, and the Bezdin up there, and their Dorshin, and their Chokrin, and their Mazhirin Es Ha'am, right? That's the tshuva. And then you listen to the Torah being read, you know, relevant sections, Brachos and Klalos, Bechukosai, Kisavo, not sure exactly, probably the Rambam who started Hilchos Taniyos would say, "Valachte mimi bikeri." Probably you want to read that pasuk, so you know you'd get that in there from Bechukosai. And then after all of this tshuva, So a person, you know, is misvada as much as he possibly can. Hopefully they came to some understanding, they came to some recognition, they came to some sense of, you know, the spiritual maladies and pathologies that have, you know, ailed them during this time. Okay, so again, a lot of parallels to Chos Yom Tov, a lot of the basic principles, foundational principles of Hilchos Tshuva manifesting themselves here in the Rambam's structure of what a Yom HaTainis should look like. Yeah, Shimi, go ahead.
Could you argue that Kvi Kocho, it says that because this is at the end of a fast and not everybody might, not everyone might have the strength to do Zaka at this point?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you might mention that. So, right, it could be a concession to, you know, some of the more delicate souls in the bunch. Some of the people that, are waning in their strength. You know, tashash kocham. I think that kifi kocho in the Rambam is always a reference to the fluency of their expression, their expressive powers of language. Not just because of the Rambam's formulation in Hilchos Tshuva, which I think this is highly reminiscent of, but also the Rambam's formulation in Hilchos Tfila. Let me just get it up for the record here. Again, we can't, Shimi, you know, I can't say for sure that I'm correct about this, but maybe I'm correct. I don't know. But that expression of kafi kocho, I don't think is really about the tainus. Just give me 1 second to pull up the relevant source. Second. Happens to be Hilchos Tfila Aleph Beis. Chiyuv mitzvah zo kachu, she'adam mispalel u'mischanin b'chol yom. So that's Tfila and Tchina right there. U'magid shvachu shel kadosh baruch hu v'achar kach shol tzrachav, shu tzarech lahen b'bakasha u'v'tchina. V'achar kach nosin shevach v'odayu l'Hashem ala tova shishbi alohu. Kol echad kifi kocho. Okay. Let's hold it up here.